So I'm at Gary Crosley Ford. Your name?
Baron Washington Jr.
And what is your, I don't know if you have business cards. You gotta have business cards.
I do, sir.
What does it say as your title?
Internet sales manager.
Yeah. So it, but are you, is that what you do? Because when I see you online, I see you on a lot, quite a bit.
Yeah. It's really just a title. But basically I capture internet leads. So someone will submit a lead, autotradercars.com, whatever. I'll reach out to them, email, phone, whatever they prefer. But yeah, I do a lot of traffic too.
So yeah. Whatever. Do you take ups on a lot?
Yeah, sometimes.
So you're doing both? You're working in the back in the BDC area?
I actually got a desk out front here, but no office type thing yet. But
do you schedule your own appointments, or does somebody do it for you?
So the BDC does do that for us in conjunction with us, so we both do. I will, and they will as well.
Yeah.
They find that more people that can help you get appointments helps
right.
More cars.
How long you been here at Gary Crosley Ford?
Gosh, 10, 11 months.
Oh, less than a year. Were you selling cars before this?
Yeah.
Where were you at?
Dennis Need Ford in Gower.
Gower, where's Gower at?
So north of Smithfield Lake.
Oh, okay. So kind of, still kind of close by.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Kansas City guy?
No. My dad was in the Army, so I've lived everywhere.
Yeah. Where would you consider your hometown?
My wife would say it better be here because I've lived here for a while, right?
Yeah.
But I grew up high school in Georgia. Riverdale, Georgia. So my dad was in the Army. I was born in Panama. And I mean, we lived everywhere. Germany, Maryland.
Dual citizenship? Or did you just
no, my mom wanted to make sure I was American.
Yeah.
So we took care of that right away. And one of my other sisters was born in Germany. So same thing.
Yeah. You, selling cars, how long, years or whatever, how long you been doing it?
So it'll be, I was at Sneed for a little over 4 years, so right at about 5 years selling cars.
What were you doing before that?
Restaurants.
Yep. I think I looked on your LinkedIn or whatever it was. I think I saw some bartending in there.
Yeah, bartended. I served. I started out waiting tables, Chili's on Berry Road, so that was my first serving job ever. Ran through the gamut of them over the years, but ended up at Tres Amare. I was there for 6 years. Started out serving, got into bartending, and then became a manager. So.
And since you're a dude, I don't mind asking you, how old are you?
38.
So you're 38 years old. Got that big 4-0 coming up, huh?
Yes, sir.
So only 5 years of your adult life, you've been in car sales. Yeah. What was it that made you apply or whatever to get into? And did you apply for sales originally or?
I did. So Dennis Sneed, he was the owner of the Ford dealer in Gower. He ate at Tres Amare pretty frequently. So for about 6, 7, 8 months, every time he'd come in, he'd, hey man, you want to come work for me? I said, nah, man, I can't sell cars. You know, never done it. Always was able to do manual labor, you know, restaurant stuff. But finally got tired of the restaurants. I was in the restaurants for probably 15 years, 14, something like that. And decided to take a leap and figured if I sucked at it, I could always go back to waiting tables. You know?
Were you married at the time?
No.
No, we're
dating,
single
dating
guy.
My wife.
Dating
your
wife. And what'd she think about the career change?
She said if something that I like, go ahead and do it, you know. She was totally behind it, supported it. So.
Yeah. Tell me what it was like to be a green pea 5 years ago.
It was scary. Learning a lot of stuff. Never had done it, so wanted to kind of, you know, get off on a good start. So did a lot of research, what other guys were doing, and just went at it, man.
Did they cut ties there when you sold your first car? Or did you have to wear a tie?
No, so we didn't wear ties. We're pretty laid back there.
Yeah.
Shorts, t-shirts, I mean, you know, presentable.
Yeah.
But no ties. They didn't really want ties because they felt it would, you know, the customers wouldn't like that.
Right.
Too stuffy. So.
your first month, and this is always an answer doesn't really qualify, because some dealerships are select dealerships. They only sell about 45, 50 cars a month. Some dealerships, like where you're at now, could sell up to 300 cars a month.
Sure.
What was your first month number? What do you remember?
15.
15 cars. And what? How many did the dealership usually do on average?
So with six guys, we were probably, well, when I first started, probably 150.
Really?
It ended up growing to a little over 200 cars a month by the time.
But you were able to put 10% of the numbers on the board your first month.
I had help. You know, they come in to your own deals and, yeah, hey, he's a green pea. But yeah, put up 15 cars. So I was hooked.
That's good. What was the difference in your paycheck?
Tremendous, man.
Yeah.
Tremendous. So cash every day in the restaurant business. I mean, that was cool. When I first started, actually, we got a draw. $300 a week, I think, is what it was at that time. And that sucked, because I was like, dude, I can make that in a weekend.
Yeah.
Waiting tables, like, what did I do? You know? So you get your commission check on the 10th of the month. So once I got that, I was pretty impressed.
What's the most cars you've put up on the board in your career?
34.
And that's, yeah, how long ago was that?
A couple years ago.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are you getting close to it again, or?
Not yet. I'm working on it, though.
So the main reason why I came here to talk to you is because of your online presence, and I wanted to get an idea of where that inspiration came from, who else you see online that's kind of, you know, that you look at, I guess, more inspiration, and then, you know, some results or what you're waiting for, anything. But let's just start with the fact of, when did you, and for the writer and the listeners that are listening to this right now, I saw you come on about, I'd say, 2 months ago,
yeah,
is when I started coming. When did you start putting and when I talk about, I'm talking about, you're putting videos, you're putting inspirational type stuff on Facebook.
Sure.
When did you start getting into when basically personal branding, personal marketing?
When I came here. So as I said, I worked at Sneed, mm-hmm, for 4 years, fresh into it. There just wasn't as much competition there, so it was all internet-based anyway. I didn't really have to do any marketing or advertising, essentially, or at least I thought. We were producing a lot of cars, so I was busy doing that. When I came here, we're working against 20 other guys, so you got to stand out. You know, like when I first started, it was hanging out on the front lot, waiting for ups,
yeah,
and you greet somebody and, hey man, I'm here to see Ryan, or hey man, I'm here to see Sam, you know, people that have already been here. So I actually came across Sean Hayes. He's a part of the Sales Hustlers group that I've become part of, and I just started watching him. And I was already taking pictures and doing stuff like that,
right,
but I found value in what he was doing and putting out video and customer testimonials. So like every week, he'll highlight a different salesman across the country. And the guy by the name of Bill Have got me to actually do customer testimonials. So yeah, instead of pictures, you get real life feedback on, hey man, how was the service? What'd you think? And keep on doing it. People reach out to me all the time, man, what you're doing is great, you know, how you reached out to me. I was like, what, you know, is this true? You know, yeah, what I mean? I mean, I'm not tech savvy by any means, but, you know, you got to be a little leery when you don't know people out there, and you expose yourself and make yourself, you know, available to everybody. So I knew that I had to do something to stand out. So I decided I would just take the leap and just start doing video.
Yeah, I know both these guys you're talking about, Sean Hayes and Bill Have. I know Bill Have. And when you say that somebody started something, there's always somebody else that comes in and says, no, I was doing it before then.
Sure.
I know that Bill Have stands out to me as one of the first that I saw doing dashboard confessionals.
Dashboard confessions, yeah.
Dashboard diaries, yeah, where he'd take a sold customer, deliver the vehicle, and then he sits in the car with them and kind of interviews them.
Yep.
And that's kind of how he made his name out. Did you see where he got into a little bit of trouble?
Yeah.
With some of the words he would use to, yep, describe some of the vehicles.
Yep.
So
it's still getting flack.
Is he still getting, yeah.
Yeah.
And I see so many that are out there, But I think it's all because we're in the industry and we see all these salespeople doing it. But if you're a consumer in an area, you don't get inundated with as many salespeople, you know, doing it. What kind of, how did you start? Like, what is the first type of content? You said you were taking pictures of happy customers.
Yep.
Putting them on the web. So that was that really kind of the first thing you were doing?
So I wasn't even on Facebook for years.
Huh.
So until I got into the car business.
I gotta interrupt you there. Why? Why are you not on Facebook?
Man, I just thought it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
I would see my friends on it when I was in the serving industry, you know, like, you're at work, like, what are you doing, you know, playing around on Facebook? So when I got into the car business, you know, my boss was like, man, you might want to check into this. And when I did, man, all my high school friends, you know, back in Georgia started reaching out to me. And, you know, I when I first signed up, I remember just being on it, and I'd be on it for like 4 hours, and time flies, man. It's dark. You're still playing around on Facebook. So I started doing that, and yeah, they had me posting different things on the website.
And this is the former at Sneed?
At Sneed, yeah. So just taking pictures of all the customers. So was Salesman of the Year 2 out of my 4 years there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was posting all my clients on the website, and that started that. But so didn't do video until I started coming here, and you know, like I said, found Sean Hayes. And,
yeah, how'd you find Sean? Just through your
Facebook,
through your feed.
Yeah,
somebody else shares something that he has.
Yeah,
and those that are listening now, or Sean is he selling Toyotas down in St. Augustine?
Yeah, he just switched to Toyota recently.
Yeah. Every morning he does, I'm not sure what he calls it, but he takes his selfie stick, he takes his phone, and he does a live video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the group or whatever, because I'm a vendor.
Yeah. Only car people.
Yeah. But I know he does a morning meeting. Those are pretty inspirational, it looks like. And he's got a swagger to him.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook, go find my people.
Go find kind my of people.
I want to talk about your swagger.
Yeah.
Because you're different. And let me explain a little bit here. And maybe you've heard this before. I'm probably not the first one. You're more laid back.
Yeah.
You're more, when you see this hashtag hustle, hashtag grinding, you know, hashtag for the ladies out there selling deals in heels or closing deals in heels, you see a lot of like energy, right? Even with Sean with his big Ric Flair, woo, when he starts the thing. You're coming at a different angle. You seem very, what I used earlier to describe you with the team back at the office was more cool, more calm, more, and you're shaking your head, yes, like, have you always been this way?
I think I get that from my dad. That's his demeanor.
Yeah.
You know, he was 20 years military in the Army, but my mom was the more fierce one.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty laid back, and I did a video yesterday. I don't know if you saw, but.
Were you in the car?
I was in the car.
That was why, yeah. We watched that right before I came out here.
And I had a pretty crazy day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I lose my cool, but for the most part, it's, you know why, you know? There's no need for it. And I found that, you know, coming from the service industry, as long as you take care of people,
yeah,
everything else will take care of itself. Most of them know what they want anyway. You just have to kind of be there to help them and give them guidance and not try to, you know, feel like you're selling them something.
Yeah.
You know?
And that carries over because I think our personalities come on, you know, come online. I tend to be in a not take myself seriously type role. You know, I think there's a big spectrum when it comes to personal branding, and I haven't really seen anybody, you know, with that kind of like laid back motivation like you have. Are you seeing results from what you're doing?
Yeah, man, absolutely. It took a long time to really see it, but that was something that Sean said. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, and, you know, other people say that too. I mean, success doesn't happen overnight. Nothing does, and if it does, it's not going to last. Started out just doing daily, you know, inspirational stuff. I don't know, you call them memes or whatever, but I would post two a day, every day, and people reaching out, man, I needed this today, you know, so I knew I couldn't just stop doing it. And but yeah, parlayed into the video deal, and I knew that I wanted to stand out, and I just said I had to come up with a game plan, and this is how it is, and I just stayed consistent with that. So,
what platforms are you on? You're on Facebook, obviously.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I got a LinkedIn account. I think that's pretty much it. I haven't gotten into Snapchat. I did join Twitter, but you know, I haven't figured it out
right
yet.
I interviewed a girl named Christina. She's featured in the latest issue of Modern Dealership Magazine. She sells Volkswagens in Lee's Summit.
Okay.
Christina's young, female. And I'm gonna get your reaction to this strategy that she does. So she's in a relationship, but she's on Tinder.
Mm.
Okay. She has a profile on Tinder. And what her strategy is that she'll swipe right on. You're married now, so I don't know if you know how Tinder works, but
no,
apparently, a picture will come up in your phone. If you think this person is somebody you want to go on a date with, you'll swipe, you know, push the picture to the right. If you don't, you push the picture to the left. And it's just picture after picture. You can sit there all night if you want to do it or whatever, and you're just swiping who you go out with. Meanwhile, other people are doing the same thing. So if you've swiped right on somebody and then your picture shows up on theirs and they swipe right, then it's a connection, and then it opens up a dialogue that you can start, you know, having a chat.
Yeah.
So she'll swipe right on every single dude on Tinder, hoping that they'll swipe right on her. If they do and they connect, she does not reach out. She does not. If they text her or send her a message, she won't respond. What she does is she's got her Snapchat name in her profile on Tinder.
Mm.
So she's hoping that male will just go on Snapchat and find her on Snapchat.
Sure.
And then do that. And then her Snapchat is nothing but content about her selling cars. She makes no lie that she's in a relationship. And so when I had a conversation with her a few months ago, I was like, I think that's a little bit of deception.
Sure. Right?
That's my own personal.
Sure.
But what do you think about something like that?
It's thinking outside the box,
yeah,
man, for sure. I've never been on Tinder, so I don't know how that works. But
your wife probably wouldn't appreciate
she
it.
She definitely wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, man, it's probably getting her more followers, man. And I guess at the end of the day, it's all about getting your content out there. And, I mean, I don't know that I would go that route, but... Hey, it's probably working.
Yeah.
I bet she sells a lot of cars.
She's doing well. I think she's a she's between 12 and 14 a month.
Yeah. She's getting there.
At a Volkswagen dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much are you paying attention to what other people like Sean Hayes, Bill Have, that they're doing online and what you're taking from them compared to things that you're just kind of coming up with on your own?
Every day, man, soaking it in when I can. I live in St. Joe, so for me, it's a 50-minute drive. You know, I'm almost an hour, so I got Bluetooth in, and I listen to Sean Hayes every morning. Every Tuesday, he spotlights a different person. That's another hour show. So I think he's got up to like 30-something weeks or maybe even longer than that, I'm sure. But guys across the country, man. Frank Criniti, the dude that just broke, Ollie Retta.
Mm-hmm.
Broke the...
I was going to ask you if you knew Ollie Retta.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
And you talk about laid back, that dude, from what I hear, is, you know...
I met him in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Damian Boudreaux.
Yeah.
I mean...
What I like about Ollie is Ollie has made himself, if any listening to this, Ollie set the record for the most cars sold in a year, which was over like 1,400 cars he sold in a year.
Yeah.
What Ollie told me is that he's a one-stop shop to his customer. So once he sells his customer and delivers a vehicle, if they need an oil change, if they need anything, they contact him.
Yeah.
They don't contact, you know this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know everything about this.
Yeah.
And I think that customer service is
next to none.
Yeah. Are you working to go in that direction?
I find that it might be necessary just because you provide a level of service for people and that may not transfer to the rest of the dealership per se.
Yeah.
So they might have a good experience with you, but in another department maybe not. So sometimes it's easier to facilitate it all, but it takes a lot of time sometimes. So there's that figuring out how to handle that and how to get that done. But I'm thinking about it.
I saw a dealer the other day online that has kind of taken it to the next level and almost becoming a concierge for his customers, meaning that he's also collecting, construction companies, maid services. He's getting all that information so he can be that Google or that Angie's List for his customers. I don't know if you've seen that at all, but that we get into time now. I mean, this has got to be a lot of time that you're putting in. You know, how many hours are you working here at the dealership on in a week usually?
I don't even keep track, but
is it a lot?
I'd say over 50. Yeah. Even on my day off, I'm here. May not come in at.
Because you're addicted to it, or is it because you're just trying to make more money, or what is?
If you're not here, you tend to miss deals.
Yeah.
And then I mean, at some points you're working deals, and then whenever the customer can get here, you know, I personally give them my cell phone number. A lot of them reach out to me on Facebook, so if they call me, I'm here. You know, if they tell me I'm coming in and it's my day off, I'll be here.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what.
Even 50 miles away.
Even 50 miles away.
How many, and what's the sales team here, 25, 20?
Yeah, there's, we were actually counting today. I believe there's 23 so right now.
Out of the 23, I know that there's one other that's really trying to make it, and I forget his name, but the red beard and the shape.
The red beard ball guy, Kyle Walker.
Kyle Walker.
Yep.
I do see you guys doing it. Is there, out of the 23, how many of you guys are really trying to do this personal branding, kind of Sean Hayes thing?
I don't think very many, man. Yeah. I think a lot of people are scared.
What do you think they're scared of?
Fear of what other people might say.
Think about them, judge them.
Yeah.
How'd you get over that?
Fear of not what to say. I just decided I was going to start. You know, when I first, I look back at old videos and, you say my I'm laid back.
Yeah.
But it seemed worse and like dry, like my first few ones. And I just found that, man, I would record and, man, just erase it. No, I didn't like that. Just decided to stick to it, man. And even though I thought that it sucked, people were like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just the more you do something, I believe the more confidence you get. And
who's your biggest critic? You or your wife? Or Gary Montoya or Todd Crosley?
Probably me.
You?
Yeah. Gary and all of them immediately thought it was cool because no one's doing it, you know, and people dabble, you know what I mean, and they post cars online, but I don't think people do enough research on the cars. We don't need to talk about cars and selling cars and putting rates out there and stuff like that. People buy from people that they like and think they can trust, so, you know.
I'll tell you, I bought my last three vehicles here at Crosley.
Yeah.
Dorsey's been my guy, right?
Sam.
And I'm feeling a little torn here because I want to buy from you. I'm at a point now that, you know, I'm going to get out of this F-150 and I'm thinking about getting something. I just came back from Europe.
Yeah.
Where everybody drives a little tiny cars.
Yeah.
So I felt guilty driving this big giant truck.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I better check out. That's why I wrote you on Facebook. Yeah, is Sam going to be there?
Oh yeah, he's here.
Yeah. So I also see that you're doing, I want to assume, contesting through yourself. Like, are you giving away gift cards?
Yeah.
Tell me, so, is this you or is it the dealership or what's going on?
It's me, man. So at my other dealership, when I was doing the posting of the stuff on the website, they decided that they would give away gift cards. So, you take good service. I mean, without word of mouth, it's a powerful thing. So to entice people, you know, you give them stuff. People like free stuff. So we get a lot of, what do you call them, spins, I guess, spiffs for doing certain things. So I use that to kind of facilitate.
So the spiff money that you're making, or spiff, you're just turning that around into some kind of incentive for your customers.
For my customers, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's your wife think about that? that's a bit funny.
She says, you shouldn't be so generous, you know? So, you know, but...
What's the last thing you gave away? And how
$50 gift card.
And how could I have won that?
Just by sharing my posts.
Yeah?
So, any of my posts... So, every week, I've been spotlighting and highlighting other businesses. So, I try to go somewhere and spotlight a business, but I'm just trying to increase my views. And exposure.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's really all about. If you could be the best at what you do, but if no one knows, you know, what use is it? So, just been inspired to try to get more looks on social media, and a lot of people were sharing it, man. It's crazy. So just trying to get more ideas.
You remember how many shares you got or anything like that?
So on this last post, it was any post, so it didn't have to be that particular one. At first I started with that one, but it didn't get as many as I would have liked.
Right.
So I just extended it, and I got like 14 or 15 people to share different posts. So I think if with more consistency, it'll probably be pick up.
But do you have a strategy, or do you just kind of shoot from the hip?
As far as my daily strategy of posting, that is pretty much strategized. Mm-hmm. But then the harebrained ideas, the giveaway stuff, that does just
right
get spurred on.
Do you use any tools or your own social media type software to like plan out your posts, or you just kind of you're using Facebook directly and Instagram directly?
I need to get into more of that. Automated. I mean, it's hard.
I hear you
with all that stuff. I got a YouTube channel too. I forgot that I do have a YouTube channel. So, but yeah, it's passwords and trying to keep up with keeping it all updated.
I've been doing it on the vendor side, the personal branding, since 2009, 2010. And I've slowed down, and I've sped back up, and I've slowed down, and it's really worked out for me on the vendor side. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to kind of address this elephant in the room when it comes to salespeople doing what you're doing, which is branding themselves online, which is putting videos of themselves up, putting pictures of them with customers up, with them putting inspirational type, you know, quotes up, or grinding and hustling and all that kind of stuff. Because we get into an area where you've seen those graphics where you have two circles and then they kind of come together and there's this like where they touch and there's that middle. So you got like, you know, these are the people that are trying to sell and make money, and then you got these people who are just loving to hear their own voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And then it kind of, you know, cross over just a tiny bit. I see with your demeanor that I don't believe you're one of those people that just likes to hear their own voice. I mean, how does that affect you? Does it make you obviously see these guys and girls that are out there.
Sure.
Does it affect you? Do you want to be a consultant in the future, you know, like what Sean's doing? Because Sean's not just talking to customers, he's talking to salespeople,
right? Sure.
I don't think I've ever seen him talk to his customer.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
Yeah, unless he has a whole different channel that we don't even see. Yeah, but
if he does, man, he's burning the light at the candle.
Yeah. Because it's obvious the people that are trying to hear their own voice, they're wanting to be a Gary Vaynerchuk, they're wanting to be a Grant Cardone, they're wanting to be a Sean Hayes.
I don't really know where I want to go with it, honestly. I just knew that when I came here, I just had to stand out or it probably wouldn't happen, you know. The tenure here of the guys, some of them, 10 years, which is pretty hard to do in the car industry. So they're getting repeats and referrals constantly. So I just knew that I needed to stand out. I won't ever say no to an opportunity.
Yeah.
I'll always listen. That's something that my mom always told me. You don't necessarily have to always jump at an opportunity, but there's nothing wrong with listening. And I don't know about being a sales trainer or nothing like that, but I love selling cars and I love helping people. And that's all it's really about for me right now, you know.
Who was doing it first, you or the bald head and red beard?
I think
you
I was. Cut.
You think you were? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been here a long time, though.
He has been here for a while. Yeah. Is there any kind of competition between you guys when it comes to content?
No, man. He wants to collaborate and do some stuff, and he's really good with... So he used to be in the photography business, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. So he's good with editing and dude, we did when it was cold, they did when the Olympics was happening. Mm-hmm. He did a video curling with one of the cars with a group of the guys.
Yeah, I saw the
viral, man.
Yeah, he did well.
He's a good guy to maybe bounce ideas off of. So
yeah,
we're working on some stuff.
Are you anything we know about? Or
just pondering, walking across each other because he's the only one out there doing it, and he's like just starting to brand himself. And I actually got him into Sales Hustler, so I think it's starting to pick up for him.
Now do you do the paid version of that? Because I know
I'm in the inner circle.
Did you get like a website and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Right? So right now, so every Thursday morning we mastermind and get ideas on how to get better and social branding and things like that. So when I got in, it was it's $100 a month, but then they at a point just waived it. They found out that people may see the value in it, but they couldn't afford it. So they've pretty much reduced the price now. But yeah, they're building websites, logos, kind of a one-stop shop, man.
They're becoming a vendor.
Pretty cool. A vendor, yeah. Yeah.
And that can be, sometimes that can be, I explain, it's somebody, I don't sell cars. It's not what I do. What I do is digital marketing. What I know is websites. What I know is search engine optimization, search engine marketing, social marketing, back end, front ends of websites and things like that. And I saw somebody had posted a website, a personal website that was made for them as a salesperson, and asked everybody what they thought of it. And so I clicked on it just to look at the website, and it didn't match what I thought. With my expertise and what I know, there was no end result to it. And I thought at first, and I'm not saying this is a Sales Hustler website, there's other guys that are doing it. It kind of looked like vaporware to me, right?
Yeah.
It just looked like the fact that somebody was really excited to get a website, but there was no end result.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like...
what's the purpose?
Yeah. How does somebody, you said you're not tech savvy. How does one protect themselves from, consumers think that car dealers are going to screw them every day.
Anyway, yeah.
They think, what the hell's a doc fee, right?
Yeah, yep. The other dealership threw it in.
Yeah.
Sure they did.
So how does one dealer trust another dealer when it comes to motivation and telling you what you need to do? Is it their results? Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's blowing up. I'm seeing a lot of these guys that are doing this that are motivating.
I would say probably results. At the end of the day, it's all about consistency, too. So, you got to have a game plan. It can't just be sporadic. I think you have to be committed to it. And, it's not going to happen overnight. But, man, once it does, it's going to be probably like a mushroom cloud. It's going to be hard to turn off,
Have you heard of Gary Vaynerchuk?
I have.
Yeah, one of his biggest things is about patience.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be patient with things. So it sounds like you sound like one of the most patient dudes I've ever met in my life, man. Yeah, you're on the same, ADD medicine I am, but yours is natural.
Yeah, natural, baby.
So you would definitely... definitely recommend Sean and the sales
hustlers. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They've inspired me.
Do you get a spiff or anything if you recommend or
no maybe dogs? I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm sure.
So what's the future of you? Still selling cars and management? What are you looking at? Or do you not know, man?
Well,
you're almost 40.
I know. Man, when I was in the restaurant business, I thought I wanted to get into management, right?
Yeah.
So You work hard, you get up there, and once you get to management, it's like glorified babysitting. So now you have to babysit adults, you know what I mean? And I don't know necessarily that is something that I want to do again, because once I got there, it's nice having the title and the responsibility, but unless you're ready for it, it could be tough. And management in the car business, it's a lot of hours. As a salesperson, you kind of can come and go as you please, and you're only responsible for yourself and your customers.
So you're not shooting for your general manager, Gary Montoya's job.
No. No.
That's great. Well, I have one last question for you, because you just kind of came on the Facebook in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
And you're starting to put yourself out there. You're a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
You look young as hell. I would never thought you were 38.
It's that cocoa butter.
Is that what it is? and being married, have any of the thirsty women popped up out of the woodwork? Do you have any fans online that any ladies that
not that I know
asking
of.
If you're married or not? No,
not that I know. Stay of. Back and Mama's all over Facebook, so they know she's there.
Yeah. So what I've learned today from you is two big things: is to network with other dealers that are doing this, that have been there before. The Sales Hustlers is a group that you would absolutely recommend to other salespeople. And number two is cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter,
is that what it is?
That's right, man.
Can the Caucasian skin handle cocoa? Does it do anything for me?
I think you'd be all right.
This Irish mold up skin.
You're almost tan.
Almost tan. Yeah, that is me tan, man. Right. So thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Hey, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.